You're listening to SBS News.
Justin Hall had just completed a routine run with his workmate, Rodney Johnson, when a health emergency struck.
Rodney suddenly grabbed me by the arm and his eyes just went dead and he fell backwards onto the ground. He started to just gasp for air and he really couldn't breathe.
The 56-year-old who'd previously run marathons was having a heart attack. He lay on the grass at the edge of a football oval with only his friend of 16 years around to help him. Fortunately, Mr. Hall, who'd attended a first aid course the year before, took immediate action.
My adrenaline just kicked in and I started to perform CPR on him, yeah. I'm relatively fit, so I was able to keep going. I didn't stop the whole time. And then eventually the fire brigade arrived and then the ambulance not long after that.
Mr. Johnson needed quintuple bypass surgery to repair severely blocked arteries to his heart. The married father of three has made a full recovery, but he wants others to learn from his experience.
Probably the best thing is go to your GP as often as you can, because I was of the opinion, you know, nothing's going to happen, but the signs were there and I didn't read them.
In a new report, the Heart Foundation calculates more than 100,000 heart events could be avoided over a five-year period by providing appropriate medication to people at a high risk. It estimates 1.8 million people aged 45 and over are not being prescribed necessary cholesterol and blood pressure-lowering medication. The Heart Foundation's risk reduction manager, Natalie Rafool, says certain ethnic groups have a higher risk of cardiovascular disease.
This may be genetic or it may be due to different lifestyle or environmental factors. And some of these groups include Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander individuals, Islander individuals, Maori in particular, as well as South Asian descent and some Middle Eastern populations.
The organisation's urging people aged 45 and over to book a bulk billed heart health check with their GP. Its senior medical writer, Dr. Jasmine Just, says Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people aged 30 and over should go to the doctor.
They'll talk to you about your family history, your medical history, and they'll ask about lifestyle factors as well, like smoking and alcohol intake. They'll also check your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels. And at the end of all of that, they'll be able to tell you your risk of having a heart attack or a stroke within the next 5 years. And the good news is that if you are identified as someone who's at high risk, you can start to make changes from that very first day, such as by taking medicines to lower your blood pressure and your cholesterol.
The Heart Foundation's calling on the government to make the heart health check Medicare item permanent. It's currently temporary, and Ms. Rafool says it will expire next month.
Having a dedicated Medicare item in the community is critical to help GPs and nurses identify high-risk Australians. It also helps empower them to deliver these checks and prioritise the prevention of cardiovascular disease, even amongst so many competing priorities.
Rodney Johnson considers himself extremely lucky.
Just recently I got to walk my daughter down the aisle, so it was a very big occasion, and my wife and three daughters can't thank Justin enough, because I'm not here today if not for what he did.
Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.